Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Welcome to Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant wants to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as she teaches the infallible Word of God.
Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. And we want to honor God's Word while His Word is going forth. And Father, I thank you that our hearts are open and receptive to the Word on today. In Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at verse 27 and ending at verse 27. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. And the word of God read, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Let me read it again. "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." And I want to talk about today keeping your body under subjection. Keeping your body under subjection. I'm telling you, God is a good God, because through the teachings that we have had in CLEM training school, I mean, God keep opening up things over and over again, dealing with where we are and where we should be. And as I was walking through the house one day, the Lord began to tell me that people bodies are confused. People bodies don't know what to do and how to do it. It's because of the way you have trained your body. One minute we're telling our body we heal, the next minute we're telling our body we're sick. One minute we're telling our body to fornicate, the next minute we're telling our body not to fornicate. One minute we're telling our body to commit adultery, the next minute we're telling our body not to commit adultery. We're telling our body one minute to gossip, the next minute we're saying not to gossip. And I want you to understand, God said your bodies are so confused, that's why it takes so long for that body to be put under subjection, because there's confusion in the midst. And we know that where there is confusion, there is no peace. Our body needs to line up with what's in our spirit. And this is why Paul said, "I keep my body under subjection." He bring it into subjection. That means that he said, "I discipline my body. I treat my body bad." When in the Greek, that's what it says, "I discipline. I treat my body bad." That means he gives his body a black eye. That's what the Greek says. That means that your body has to have a beat down. How many know that? Your body really got to have a beat down to the point that it is bruised, that it know that when you speak, you mean business. How many of us have beat our body that bad? That means that when you open your mouth, your body stand at attention and say, "Uh-oh, I got to get in line." This is what Paul is using as an illustration here. He said, "I discipline my body. I treat my body bad. I bring it into subjection." Subjection means that I make my body a slave. I'm the master over my body. I control my body. My body does not control me. And for Paul to say these things, evidently it had to be something going on in this church that Paul was letting them know, this is what you have to do. He said, "This is what I do." He said, "If I did not do these things," he said, "I could not be preaching to you because I would be unfit for service." Meaning that if I'm telling you one thing, telling you what you got to do with your body, I'm preaching to myself because I have to do this, because if I don't do it, I'm unfit. He said, I'm rejected, meaning that Paul was looking for a reward. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for a reward. I'm not looking for a corruptible crown. I'm looking for an incorruptible crown. And in order to get that crown, this is what Paul was saying. He said, when you're in the games, when you're in competition, he said that you have to be temperate in all things. He said, in all things. That means that your body has to be trained. It has to be tempered in all things. Your body has to react to the way that God wanted to go, not the way that the flesh wanted to go. How many know that the flesh desires many things? And God was showing me this. When you're growing up, first of all, it starts in the womb. And in that womb, that baby is being talked to. That baby is being trained. You know, you can read the scriptures over that baby. Wherever that mother goes, that baby goes. The mother's in the club, and the mother's getting, in the club, dancing, cutting the fool. Whatever that mother is doing, that's what that baby is doing on the inside of her womb. That baby is being trained right then by that mother. This is why the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he gets old, he won't depart from it. You cannot wait until a child is 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16, and now you're ready to train up a child. You have to start training that child right there in that womb. You don't want to take that child to any place that you know that child don't need to go in. Because while that baby is in your womb, that baby can hear. That baby have the effects of what you're going through because that baby is getting nourishment from that mother. So whatever that mother put in her body, that's what that baby is subject to. So God said as we grow up and once we come out of that womb, how many know mothers that that baby want to be fed, that baby want to be changed? That baby want to have a bath. So you feeding that baby, you changing that baby, you giving that baby a bath, and you doing all of that for that baby. What are you doing? You're training that baby right then. You start training them, you putting the bottle in their mouth, and the baby has to learn how to suck the bottle. The baby has to learn many things. That baby has to be trained. Then as that baby get older, that baby begin to watch you and watch the things that you do. Sometimes you change the baby. Sometimes you obey the baby. You feed the baby. But what happens? That baby is still crying. So you got to figure out, why is this baby crying? Has the baby been changed? Has the baby been fed? If the baby has had a bath, that baby should be asleep. But this baby is crying for some reason. So you're figuring out what's going on with this baby because that baby have needs. As that baby grow up, the next thing that you're going to do with that baby, you're teaching that baby how introducing food to that baby. That baby is coming off the milk, so you're introducing the food to the baby. So you're still training that baby on the different kind of foods and things that the baby should eat and things the baby should not eat. As the baby get older, and God was showing me this, that baby is beginning to walk. You got to show that baby how to walk. You got to put that baby in that floor and say, come to mama, come to daddy. And all of a sudden that baby begin to take steps. So that baby is being trained. And I'm missing the potty training because the baby has to be potty trained. If you never show that baby how to be potty trained, that baby still think it should wear Pampers all its life. That baby thinks that it still should wear pull-ups all its life. So if you don't train this baby and show this baby, then this baby is going to be left in a stage that this baby don't supposed to be left in. How many know, mothers, it's easy to put a pull-up, it's easy to put a pamp on a baby, then to sit a baby on a pot and show the baby how to wipe their behind. Some of us don't want to, we get lazy. So that baby end up falling behind, and then we end up getting upset because every other child at their age is doing what they should have been doing. You know why? Because they took the time to train. So where am I going? Through the years, your body had to be trained. Your parents had to show you different things. And once you caught on to those things, I don't know about you, when you caught on to how to tie a shoe, and when you begin to tie that shoe the way you was trained, nobody could tell you any different how you should tie that shoe. This is the way you tie the shoe because this is how my parents taught me. Then another child said, no, you tie it this way. No, I'm tying it this way because every household have a different way of training, have a different way of doing things. What am I, where am I going? This is where I'm going. When we were born in sin. We were shaped in iniquity. Satan trained us so well by his characteristics, by what he wanted us to do, by who he wanted us to be. He wanted us to represent him so well that he trained us on fornication. He trained us on adultery. He trained us on hatred. He trained us on strife. He trained us based upon him. So think about it. From the time that you were born on up to the time that you accepted Jesus Christ, Satan had already trained you the way he wanted you to be. But this is what the Lord was showing me, and in Clem school we're learning this. You got to know who you were before you became born again so you won't go back to who you was. See, some people are still in the church doing things that they should not be doing now that they're in Christ. And the reason why they're doing these things is because their bodies have been so subjected to these things that the body is so used to running from this place to that place to get what he or she wants. The body is so used to gossip. The body is so used to doing things that the body should not be doing. So see, when you were in the world, you had a sin nature that was controlling you, that was compelling you, that was driving you to sin, meaning that sin nature came through what? Sin. It came through the god of this world. The things that you did not want to do, that you were told not to do, those are the things that you were compelled to do, that you were driven to do. What am I saying? Paul was talking about that he was alive before the commandment came in Romans 7, meaning that Paul thought he was living the good life. Paul thought that he could never die. He thought that I can do whatever I want and when I want, and I can still live. But once the commandment came, that's when sin died. That's when Paul said he died. Why? Because he died because he knew that it was wrong to what he was doing. So a person that's in the world and that's serving the god of this world, they have a sin nature in them. If you telling them, don't do this, that sin nature say, come on, go and do it, go and do it. It compels them. It drives them. It's saying, do it, do it, do it, do it. You'll be all right. Go ahead and do it. Next thing you know, you done it. So your body got so used to what it was used to doing. Now, if that sin nature in you has died, meaning that you don't have that nature in you no more, then why are we as born-again Christians still doing things that we should not be doing? Because that sin nature left behind some habits. It left behind some way of doing things. How many know that some habits are hard to break? This is why God gives you a helper. This is why he gives you the Holy Spirit, so you can conquer those things that's trying to conquer you. When the Lord was showing me this stuff in the Word of God, he was reminding me years ago. I remember God was telling me I was going through something in my life, and the Holy Spirit said, if you let go of it, it'll let go of you. And I'm sitting up there saying, God, I have let go of it. I'm quoting the Word of God, so I feel like I'm letting go. He said, no, you're not letting go because your body got so used to it that your body is so confused that it don't want to let go of it because it made it a part of it. So this is what I'm saying. My mind can be saying one thing. I can be saying, by Jesus Christ, I am healed. But my body is used to feeling that sickness because it got in tune with me saying, I don't feel well. I don't feel well. So the body is saying, are you sick or are you well? Which one are you? So the body keeps fluctuating. How many know what I'm talking about? The body keeps going back to what it got familiar with. That's why Paul said, I train my body. I discipline my body. I have to really give my body a beat down to let my body know who's in control. But I'm here to tell you, some Christians don't want to train. They don't want to beat that body. They don't want to make that body black and blue. They don't want to bring that body under subjection. They don't want that body to be a slave unto them. Until your body is a slave unto you, your body's going to keep doing what it's accustomed to doing. And then the Lord began to show me, go with me to 1 Corinthians 6. We had this in Clem school, and he reminded me of the things that the body was used to doing. Now, Paul was talking to the Corinthians because there was a fornicator amongst them in their midst, and nobody was handling that fornicator. So Paul began to explain. He began to renew their minds. He said in verse 9, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" That's truth. Nobody that's unrighteous will inherit the kingdom of God. He said, "Be not deceived, neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers," and he's talking about homosexual acts. He said, "Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." These are some of the traits that we had when we were not born again. And some people would say, "I beg you to differ. I'm not no homosexual." But if you committed any of these acts, you broke them all. You become partaker of them all. So how can we look down on a homosexual if we're a fornicator? We're in the same role that sin is sin. We don't like what the homosexuals are doing, and we let them know that that don't line up with the word of God. And if you're living that way, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. But if you're born again and you're a fornicator and you're an adulterer, how can you talk to a homosexual? And the Bible said even if you lust after a male or a female in your heart, you still put in the category as an adulterer. You still in the bed with them, even if you're not in there physically. If you see yourself in the act, you done committed adultery. So how can you get on somebody else when you're lusting in your heart? So your body is so accustomed to, "I don't sleep around on my wife. I don't sleep around in my husband." But you're bringing them in your bed because you're seeing somebody else except your mate. That's what your body done got used to. How many know that the Bible said, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." So does he become. Understand that when you begin to think a certain thing, your body reacts from what you think. If you begin to think you're sick, how many know your body is going to react to what you're thinking? Anything that you think, your body reacts from what you're thinking. Have you ever seen somebody look like a bulldog in the face? That's because whatever they're thinking is coming out on the outside. That means that you know it's something wrong with them, or that means that they didn't open their mouth, but you know they didn't agree because their face is showing it. That's their body. That body ain't been trained. It ain't been disciplined. I remember on my job, and when I got demoted, I was so mad at them people, but I was smiling, y'all. I was acting like that I was loving on them. And I remember one day I was sitting at the desk, and the Lord showed me my face without a mirror. And I'm like, "Pray tell, Lord, who is that?" God said, "That's you. That's how you really look." And I'm saying to myself, "God, you mean I look like that?" He said, "I'm showing you how you're looking and how people are perceiving you. Even though you're not saying nothing, your thinking is manifesting itself on the outside." And that's how I knew my body ain't been trained. My body ain't been disciplined. So if your body is not trained and it's not disciplined, then your body is only going to react to what it's accustomed to reacting to. Come on, men, y'all know how a woman do when she throw out that hand or she start working that neck. You know it's on then. You know something is getting ready to happen. So men know the reactions of their wives, whether they say or they don't say, whether they do, Brother Willie, or they don't do. Or if a wife is telling you no, and you know they mean no, well, I ain't going to say nothing to her right now, man. Did she say anything? She don't have to say nothing. I saw her face. I'm just going to leave her alone and let her cool off. Well, man, she look like she all right. You don't know my wife. See, I know my wife. I stay with my wife. I know her reaction. I know when she ain't saying nothing, something is wrong. She need to say a little something, something, because something just ain't right. So God was telling me, he said, you got to get so control, so much control over your body that the spirit is able to flow, spirit, soul, and body. See, the enemy, no, go back to the Garden of Eden. Their spirit, their soul, and their body, it was complete. There was nothing wrong with it. But see what Satan wanted, Satan said, I can't get in on the inside, but I'm going to come from inside out, meaning that I'm going to put a temptation there for you to open up to that temptation. And if you open up to that temptation, your body is going to follow what you open up to. Come on, is this real or what? He knows I can't get to your spirit. But if I get you to open up to what I want you to open up to, your body is going to begin to react to what God told you not to do. What did Eve do? When Eve began to look at something that she did not pay attention to before, this is what I'm telling you. You have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, because you physically cannot do it on your own. I'm telling you this right now. This is why you have so much divorce. This is why you have so much separation, because we think we can do it on our own. We think we can resist the devil on our own, but the Bible says submit to God. Then you can resist the devil. If you ain't submitting to God and you ain't submitting to his word, somebody come up in your face and next thing you know, you in their bed and you saved. Because your body have not been disciplined enough. It has not been beat up enough to say, no, you don't do that no more. No, you're not a fornicator. No, you're not a gossiper. Hush, study to be quiet. See, this is why it's all in the renewal process. See, dealing with Adam and Eve, Eve knew what she did not supposed to do. But Satan began to tempt her by the very thing that she did not supposed to do. Y'all, these two were complete. They didn't have no sin in the garden. Spirit, soul, and body was free from all of that. It was not there. So the enemy knew, if I could just use something to tempt you, I'm going to take you out of paradise. So he used a tree that God said, don't eat from. After Eve saw how that tree was, she ate from that tree. Guess what happened, y'all? Her eyes had to set in, didn't it? So what was he using? He was using members. The members of your body. He used your hands, he used your feet, he used your eyes, he used your taste, he used your touch. He got to use natural means to get you to cut up. Guess why? Because now that you're born again, he can't mess with the spirit. But he said, as long as I can mess with your soul, you ain't going to get nothing from your spirit that God has already provided. And that's going to make you feel like you ain't saved. That's going to make you feel like, well, I might as well keep on doing what I'm doing. But this is what happened. Y'all know that she began to react from what was said. Where am I going? Your body reacts from what's being said. And I'll give you an example. How many has been in front of a person and you just as calm as a cucumber? But that person began to say something to set it off. Come on, let's be real. We say, right? Same people tell the truth. And that person began to say something to set you off, and it feel like rockets is going off in your head. And all of a sudden, your body done punched them before you even realized it. That body wasn't under subjection. That body was not up under control. That means that you hadn't disciplined your body enough for your body not to react to offense, not to act to anger. Anytime your body reacts that quick, that means it's not been disciplined. It's not being trained. Y'all look at the athletes. No athlete don't start out winning no race overnight. They have to take stuff from their body that their body should not have. Let me go somewhere else. Nobody don't lose weight overnight. You got to begin to discipline your body and say, no cake, no ice cream. No, you can't have two pork chops. No, you can't have three pig feet. No, you just can't have that stuff. How many know that the body begins to get angry? When you take away from that body what that body is used to, that body begins to have a fit, just like a baby. It begins to whine. It begins to feel like it's going to faint. It begins to say, you just ain't going to make it, because your mind is connected to that body. Whatever your mind tells your body to do, that's what that body does. This is why Paul knew he had to discipline that body. But how did Paul discipline that body? Paul was making his body a living sacrifice. He was making his body holy and acceptable unto God, because this was his reasonable service. So God said, how much are you? you discipline your body to get your body so much in line that your body don't react to foolishness, that your body don't react to the things that's coming at your body to tempt your body. The Bible says that Jesus, he went through temptation. Jesus went through all of that, but he knew how to submit to God and resist temptation. When you get your body totally trained, and this is what God was showing me. Some people are saying, why is it taking so long for my healing to manifest? The reason why is because if your body is not under the control of the spirit, if your body is so used to walking in the flesh all the time, you know what your body going to be doing? Your body going to be crying out in pain. But if your body is being renewed by who it is now that it's in Christ, immediately when something comes hits your body and you speak to your body come into alignment and it don't stay there like it would stay there on somebody else. It don't take all week to get rid of it because your body has been so trained in that area that when you tell your body you are the heel, not going to be healed, you heal right now. Your body begin to act healed. Your body begin to walk in healness. Your body begin to walk in total wholeness. But if you always confusing your body and feeding your body this and feeding your body that, your body is going to look for what you've been feeding it. But if you feed it the word of God, see, I want you to understand that the body was created by the word. It was created by the word of God. In Ezekiel 37, remember, God told Ezekiel, I want you to speak to those dry bones. Those bones were very dry. God wanted those bones to become a mighty army. And God began to say, you prophesy to those bones. You tell those bones to rise up. You tell flesh to come upon those bones. And as he began to prophesy, there was some rattling going on. And those bones begin to come together. And Ezekiel say, well, there's no breath. He said, you call forth breath. You call forth life. And as he began to do that, Israel became a mighty army. What am I saying to you today? Your body is dictating too much to you that it should not be dictating. Your body, when your body tell you that it's hurting, you're supposed to say, wait a minute. Hold up. Fact is, you may be hurting, but truth it says, by Jesus Christ, you were healed. Truth says that pain cannot stay there because pain can't be in the same temple with the power of God. So I command pain to giddy up and go right now in the name of Jesus. I command it to leave. You have no right here. And then as you go along your business and you fit, say, what did I tell you, body? You resist that. You don't accept that. And as you continue to do that, guess what your body is doing? It's being disciplined. Your body is getting in line. Your body is acknowledging who you are now that you're in Christ. See, the enemy knows you may be saved. You may call yourself saved. But I don't see nothing coming from inside out. See, we're supposed to come from inside out. Y'all remember the tabernacle that God had Moses to build? There was the outer courts, there was the inner courts, and then you get to the most holy place, the holies of holies. That outer court was dealing with the body. Those were things that you would begin to feel because, remember, you had that altar of sacrifice. That's why I say make your body a living sacrifice. How can I do this? Because I'm reminded of the mercy that God, see, it's all about the mind, y'all get it. It's all about the mind. The mind is what controls your body. And if you don't get your mind in control, according to the word of God, renewed, then your body's going to cut off like it ain't saved. Your body's going to still react to some things that it should not be reacting to. Let me tell you something. Some people say, I just make up my mind. And if I say I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to tell you something. It's nothing in this world that's more powerful than the word of God. You may make up your mind and say you're not going to do it, but I guarantee you, you went to something else to keep from doing what you didn't want to do. See, when it comes to the word, you don't have to go to something else to remove something.
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast on today. If you have a testimony on how this broadcast has truly blessed your life, please call us at 866-907-6836. If you would like a copy of the teaching in its entirety, you may contact us at 866-6836. You may write us at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, Post Office Box 1042, Burgall, North Carolina 28425. Visit us on the internet at www.mtdm.org.